WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you after 6 p.m. on Friday night. Here is Tom Petty on Max FM.
She's a good girl. Loves her mom. Loves Jesus. In America, too. She's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis. Loves horses. And her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy. heart.
Max FM.
Down. looking for. This one's called the Outlaw. Wow, say hold me, ride the rhythm like me riding a bike. John on me, murder me, chat on with me, chat on the mic. Show this artist to keep them rocking till a broad daylight. I hear come this escape club to rock it tonight.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to stream us online at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Bear Boot, or download the free Smooth Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM. Here's Orchestral News in the Dark if you leave on Max FM.
Oh,
Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, Dave Grant hanging out with you on Friday night. I hope my wife is not listening right now because I'm sure I'll get in trouble over this one. As the 4th of July approaches, remember, the most patriotic way to spend it is at your computer catching up on work. That's probably what I'll be doing and getting in trouble for. A report from Expedia found Americans take fewer vacation days off than any other country in the world. On average, we get 12 vacation days a year, and 53% of us don't use them all. That's despite the fact that two-thirds of us feel like we don't step away enough. The top excuse was, life is too busy to plan to go on to vacation. Now, Japan actually gets a few days paid off at 11, but they're more likely to take them all and more likely to break them up. Most Americans take their vacation days in chunks, while Japan prefers long weekends. 32% of Japanese people say they take at least one day off a month, compared to 5% of Americans. So who takes most vacation days? You guessed it, the French. The average worker in France gets 29 days off a year. That's 2.5 times more than Americans get, and somehow they still don't think it's enough. 65% of people in the U.S. think they deserve more time off, compared to 69% of the French people. Final statistics, the study found that over the course of their career, the average American will let 45 vacation days go unused. Now, yes, I'm probably closer to that. I know I've lost vacation time over the years just because what I do at my regular job, I just don't always take those days off. So I do try to take some long weekends or try to get off early. And usually what happens, I get involved in something else or somebody calls me for something. And so, yeah, I definitely need a vacation. We were kind of talking about this not too long ago. When was the last time I actually took more than a whole week off at work? 2005. Yes, you heard me correctly. So, yeah, definitely due for a vacation sometime soon. Coming up, we will look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Rancher Bear. We'll look at weather news by the Bare Naked Ladies on Max FM.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with our Max FM community calendar. Every Wednesday and Saturday, head to downtown Baraboo for the Farmers Market. Local growers, producers, and farmers will be selling great fruits, vegetables, flowers, and so much more right there on Oak Street. This is from 8 a.m. until 12:30. Be sure to give Baraboo Farmers Market a like on Facebook, as they'll notify who will be in attendance for each Farmers Market. And head to Mirror Lake State Park on Saturday, June 22nd for the Universe in the Park event. Universe in the Park is a program from the Department of Astronomy and UW Space Place. It's a free in-person event starting at 8:30. The talk will be given outside the amphitheater. No registration is required. This rain or shine event will feature a weather-dependent star party where visitors can have the opportunity to look through the stars with a telescope. Again, a free event, but you will need a state park sticker to enter the park. This is on Saturday, June 22nd from 8:30 until 10 p.m. at Mirror Lake State Park. And earlier on the day, Saturday, June 22nd, Reedsburg American Legion Post 350 will be hosting a brat stand at Viking BP in Reedsburg. Stop by for a delicious meal and help raise money for our veterans. Visit American Legion Post 350 on Facebook for more details.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
See and hear majestic cranes as the sun sets while enjoying local fare, wine, beer, and non-alcoholic beverages at the annual Evening with the Cranes at the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo. The event will be held on Saturday, June 22nd from 4 to 7 p.m. Stroll the grounds and learn the foundation's conservation story from local and regional staff. Tickets are on sale now and can be purchased at savingcranes.org.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Some heavy rainfall also likely. A low around 68. Showers and storms again for Saturday. Some heavy rainfall. A high near 83. Scattered storms Saturday night, a low of 62. Mostly sunny Sunday with a high near 80. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is made from an original family recipe. Get it at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 71 degrees.
99.7.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it now, I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Kemper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a pick. I like a stinking ache and shake. I like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the chokers and you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous you'll have to sign a waiver. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault that I'm only too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
The Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the Smoky Man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm tantric. Like Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. K, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny enough just so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes to make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Bridge my stadium, home of the Robbie.
'80s, '90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
She was more like Just remember to always think twice.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Friday night. Summer started this week, and we're already scorching hot temperatures across the country. So this is helpful. Here's some tips from Consumer Reports on how to quickly and efficiently cool down a hot car. First, start off driving and turn on the air conditioner. Your car's air conditioning works better when you're actually driving versus trying to cool the car by letting the AC while you're stationary. Wendy and I learned that one over the weekend. Open all the windows for 10 or 20 seconds. It takes that long for the AC to start cooling, so you'll be helping it cool the interior quicker. Once the cold air starts flowing through the vents, roll up all the front windows, keep the rear ones cracked for another 10 to 20 seconds, and then put the cold air back to the car. Set the AC to the lowest temp and adjust the fan speed in the direction to make yourself comfortable. If you have passengers in the back seat, turn off recirculation mode so the air doesn't get stale and hot. Now, if you have a car that all stops and starts at red lights, you might want to disable it. It saves fuel by shutting the car's engine down when you stop, but it also turns off the air conditioner compressor. A couple bonus tips for staying comfortable in your car this summer include keeping your cabin air filter clean. That is so important since a dirty one prevents it from optimal flow. And if you look at some of those, when you see them, they are absolutely disgusting. We had one in our car at one point, didn't even know it was in there, and that thing was clogged up. So you definitely want to change those. And leave a small towel or two in the car so that no one has to sit on a hot leather seat. That is an excellent idea because I got into my vehicle the other day and oh my goodness, I had heated seats in more than one way. Coming up, our 50-minute music hour continues with After the Fire on Max FM.
Blast off as Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts, plus camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise. Big deals.
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi. Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Don't turn around. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.